Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Everybody has the blues. A little theme music there for our happiness conversation with our good friend Keita Spak. Keita is the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness. She's a happiness expert and a communication strategist and a member of our Brain Trust. And you can find the things she's taught us in the past about being happy, about maintaining happiness, finding happiness, and in the visits that we have on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Keita, give us your own website too, please.
Sure. It's tippingpointtohappiness.com, all one word.
All right.
And I wanted to say that the e-book, or the Tipping Point to Happiness e-book, is now available on Amazon.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. It's worth the trip. Keita, you're helping us to find a little happiness in the cold, more dark than light winter time. And you know, one of the things I want to get you to tell us for a minute or so is some things that we can do to help our employees feel the same way, to help them not get too roped into too much of the winter doldrums.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. I think one thing is showing appreciation is a big thing, especially when things are a little bit low key as they are during the winter. And maybe calling in an employee to thank them for something specific that they've done, or to show your appreciation in some way. And I'm specifically referring perhaps to an occasion like Valentine's Day coming up. Maybe leaving a chocolate on the desk of every employee when they come in the morning. I know that's been done for me, Jim, and it's just a little thing, but boy, does it ever mean a lot. It means that person, that boss, took the time to think about you as an employee, and you go, yeah, I'm worth something.
And can I just say one thing here, Keita? Bosses like chocolate too. and I prefer, and I like pecans in my chocolate, just for whatever that's, I'm just going to put that out there, Keita. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So what's next?
So bosses can get chocolates too out there. and then just to carry that through, if you talk about yourself as the boss, as the employer, and, you know, you're doing all this for your employees and you're thinking about yourself, what can I do for myself to kickstart or to rejuvenate this time of year? And I think I'm going to throw this out to everybody. If someone asks you to do something that you've never done before, maybe they're asking you to speak at an event, or you're being asked to lead a workshop, or you're being asked to chair a task force, whatever the case may be, do it, even if you haven't done it before, because that will give you the stimulation and the drive and the interest and the certain amount of butterflies in your stomach to get you going. And I guarantee you, you'll be happy.
Are we less likely to want to take a leap like that in the winter than we are in the summer, you think?
Well, I think so, because you tend to be more cocooned in the winter, and you're more in that, I even feel it, a kind of hibernation mode.
Surly might be the word also.
Just more quiet. Yeah. You know, don't bug me. I'm just going to get along with my, you know, things I do. But I think stepping out of that security zone, we've talked about this before, Jim, when you step out of it, you actually engage and you see that you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I'd like to encourage business owners and managers to do is to recognize that the winter months are a time when employees might be having, you know, who knows what's going on in their lives. You know, they all have lives. They have children and spouses and family members and medical issues and different things. This is probably a time when maybe we need to pay a little extra attention to what's going on and be a little more sensitive to what's happening in their lives. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think so, very definitely. Another suggestion, maybe some of you are already doing this, is to have some kind of a staff meeting or a quarterly report, where you get the whole group together. Maybe you order out pizza, maybe it's a Friday, you decide, or maybe you're doing this already, and that's mm-hmm. terrific. Sort of a Friday, you know, jeans day, you've got the pizza in, that kind of thing. Maybe people can kibitz a bit, chat a bit about perhaps a project is coming to an end, or you're celebrating a project end. Maybe something, a deal has been struck. Maybe there is a challenge in the workplace, and it's time to talk to everybody about a need to buckle down for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But honesty and transparency, you can't beat those things in terms of letting employees know exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm. And but also, you know, to me, anything that you can do to pay a little more attention to the person, maybe not just the business right at that moment, but the person, the individual, and maybe you take you know, every day you try to focus on one employee a little bit more, maybe watch them, listen to them a little bit more keenly than you would ordinarily, and just sort of see if there's anything you can pick up, anything you can do that you might be able to do to help them get through the winter better. What do you think, Keita?
I think that's a great idea, Jim. And again, the idea of calling in an employee, and perhaps you're going to put that in your calendar, one person a day, for
mm-hmm.
instance. And you have coffee with them, or you go for a walk with them.
Maybe that pizza thing would be better, you know, doing that as well. But also, you know, having a one-on-one with an employee every so often. Hey, can you give us that website again, please?
TippingPointToHappiness.com.
Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Thanks, Keita, for being here. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.